Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, Anything Can Happen. How ridiculous and unrealistic is the man who is astonished at anything that happens in life? Marcus Aurelius. How often do we think that something in life shouldn't happen to us, as if we're somehow immune from the things in life that happen to other people? And how often do we think that we are owed something, that our position in life gives us privilege over others, that we deserve something more than someone else? The thing is that there's so much in life that is unfair. We may think it's unfair that we work hard for something and it fails to materialize. We may think it's unfair that someone we love gets cancer and that they don't deserve it. And we may think that we deserve a perfect partner because we go to the gym and we work out and we have great clothes. The world is full of all kinds of stories about people getting hit with the unexpected and maybe not getting what they think they deserved. And the bigger question comes in is, who determines this fairness or unfairness of life? I mean, is there some universal judge out there who is deciding that, oh, you deserve this, and oh, you don't deserve that? The thing is that there's so much in our lives that is simply left up to chance and areas where we do not have control over it. To put it bluntly, life is unfair and we never deserve anything. Now, this doesn't mean that we should simply give up and that all is lost. But what it does mean is that we should let go of trying to control what we can't control and focus on what we can. We can't control the events and circumstances that happen to us. And we can't control the outcome of any situation that we're in. But what we can control is how we respond to the things that happen to us, what actions we take, the attitude that we have. If we're diagnosed with a serious illness, for example, we can't control that it happened to us. We can't control whether or not we'll recover from it. But if we follow the prescriptions of our doctor, we increase our probability of a positive outcome. We may not get the job that we think we deserve, but we can increase the probability that we'll get a good job if we put the work in. We can also choose our attitude towards the situation. And we can be angry, we can be sad, we can be resolute. The thing is we're going to have to deal with the situation anyway. So if we can approach it in the most helpful way that we can reduce our overall suffering. I think that most suffering in the world happens when we try to control the things that we can't, and we fail to control the things that we can. Remember, life is full of surprises, but it shouldn't be. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Thanks for listening. Do you have a topic or a question that you'd like to hear addressed on the show? Go to www.stoic.coffee, and at the bottom of the front page, you'll see a place where you can send me a message, and I'll do my best to address your question using Stoic principles. Also, while you're there, go ahead and sign up for our newsletter and donate to our Patreon account to help support this podcast. And lastly, if you could download the Radio Public app to listen to our podcast, we get paid every time you listen to an episode. Thanks for listening, and remember, amor fati, amor coffee.